This week on the Federalist Radio Hour.
Like, there was this premise, and it was, I think, in some ways correct. But that was predicated on this idea that there were essential sort of sex differences. And now we're actually even...
Subscribe to the Federalist on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, good morning, good morning. We are back up and running with our tailgaters. So
it's
great.
It's so nice to see all the tailgaters tailgating on YouTube again. I just love that. Love it, love it, love it. And that is a quick reminder, too, that if for some reason you come to YouTube to watch our daily video and you notice that it's not there, please do the thing where you just look at all of our other social media platforms, where you look at our website, because I guarantee you the explanation will be there. So if you think something's wrong, if you're worried that you don't find our video, just look at our website or look at any other social platform and you will see that we keep right on doing the videos no matter who suspends us for a week. Okay.
Yeah. It's like we said yesterday. Well, our deep dive's coming out today, but it's like we were talking about in our deep dive, like the censorship thing. And we were like, listen, we're like cockroaches, you guys. They will never actually get rid of us entirely. They're just not going to do it. So you do have to check around. You have to check in the places. And the most important place to check is our website.
You post our daily video there every day. So, you know, we're findable, you guys. Just because we're not on YouTube for a few days does not mean we're gone. So just do some digging and you'll see.
Right.
Okay. Wanted to quickly remind everybody that you should be... No, I don't want to talk about Pillow. I don't want to talk about Pillow yet. I wanted to remind everybody about Healthy Cell, because Healthy Cell is the best way to start your day, you guys. This is what I do every day. I take my little packet of vegan essentials. This is a multivitamin. The only thing that makes it vegan is it's got extra B12. That's it. You can also just do a regular multivitamin if you like the berry taste better than the mango. What is it? Mango cherry? No, peach mango. Peach mango is my favorite, but I know a lot of people prefer the berry. And so whatever you choose, these are packets of delicious vitamin supplement mineral goo. I don't know how else to describe it except to say that it's just a delicious goo pack. And instead of being like a horse pill that you got to choke down that isn't going to even get absorbed by your body, this is the easiest thing to take ever. You get everything you need for the day. And not only does it taste delicious and absorb really well, it actually improves your body, as we just saw from our sales VP's husband, who did blood work without being on any vitamins on day zero, took Healthy Cell for 45 days, and now showed improvement in everything. Like, he's got the exact amount of right levels of vitamins, minerals, and supplements that his body needs. It's amazing. And you can get 20% off your first order by just going to healthycell.com/chicks.
Yes. And make sure that you guys are going to our website. Just like we said, if you can't find us, our website is the place to go, chicksontheright.com. You will find our video there every single day. You will find all the great stories of the day there. We have great writers. We write. That is like the hub. Go there every single day, chicksontheright.com.
Do it. And Katarina, thank you so much for that super sticker. I forgot all about super stickers.
I did too.
We have lovely, lovely people on Facebook giving us stars, sending us stars, and we always appreciate the stars as well. But it's fun because during our live streams, we can actually see the super stickers coming in, and that's always fun. So thank you very, very much to everybody for that. Quick couple headlines before we get into some videos. Elon Musk, apparently the whole Twitter deal back on. He's going straight ahead on that. Saying that it is just the beginning of a new app that he wants to create called X.
Okay. And then he needs to buy YouTube.
Oh my God. Wouldn't that be?
Oh my God, it'd be amazing. Yeah. It's like he needs to start with Twitter and then move on to if he's all about the free speech. Okay. Well then start buying all the platforms and just making them make them all a free for all. Make them American through and through. All about free speech, because good Lord, I'm just sick of all this crap, all this censorship, fact checking bull crap. that well, we
maybe,
keep saying.
Maybe the X thing will just be like a combination of all the platforms rolled into one, and everybody will just want to do that instead of YouTube.
Like a suite of products. Suite of platforms. That would be fantastic.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah. And I guess, you know, and you and I had, we, not to give away our deep dive yesterday, and I won't go into a lot of detail, but I get really irritated when I see conservatives saying, you guys need to go here, you need to go there. And then it's like, you're saying that on the very platform that you're telling us to get off of, and you're not using the places that you're telling us to go to, and we're already there.
Right.
So it's like, that's the thing. It's, we all need to put our money where our mouths are, and we need to go to those places. We need to go to the parlors. We need to go to the locals. We need to go to, you know, all the rumbles. We need to go to all the places that we want other people to go to. It's like, we're all on Facebook. We're all on YouTube. We're all using those places that aren't free speech places, yet, you know, we want other people to go there, and we're not on those places. So it's like, I'm ready for somebody who has a crap load of money to, you know, it's like he has a crap load of money. And so I think that will help facilitate a good shift. Don't you think? I hope so, man.
The other thing that we wanted to circle back on, if you will, is that we talked yesterday a lot in yesterday's live stream, because it was just breaking this whole Herschel Walker story. And I know a lot of people got mad at me because I was just like, listen, I don't know the story. I just think Herschel Walker is not a fantastic candidate. I don't think there's anything wrong with me saying that Dr. Oz is also not a fantastic candidate. But I should make it clear that if I were in either of those states, I would be voting for Dr. Oz and I would be voting for Herschel Walker. So I believe Herschel Walker's son. I believe that Herschel is probably lying about this whole abortion thing. There are plenty of receipts that this woman apparently has. Now, why she held on to them and clearly wanted to make this political 10 years later, I have no idea. That's a whole other story. It does not change the fact that he, if this is true, paid for one abortion. Meanwhile, Warnock, the guy that he's up against, wants taxpayers to pay for everybody's. So what's worse? You know what I mean? I don't care that Herschel Walker did this, if he did it. I don't care. He is still a better choice than the psycho Warnock. And so I hope I made that clear, because I know everybody's mad that I like said the things about Herschel. Well, sorry, that's the news.
Yeah, I think the bottom line for me is I didn't know the full story yesterday either. I don't know if we still know the full story, but this kid is angry. And I think he up to this point, I was wondering, well, why is he, you know, why did he support his dad up to this point? I guess, you know, what I learned yesterday was that I think this was the last straw for him, because he didn't really know about this particular woman. And I think he felt like, at least, that his dad had lied about this particular incident. And if he would have come clean about it, if we would have said, you know what, I did this and it was a terrible thing. Being a Christian conservative, I think he felt like, you know, people would have forgiven him for this particular incident, which I believe that too, because it's like Peter said, we're all sinners in need of forgiveness. Yeah, we are. And so I think a lot of people on the right, most people would have been like, that was a really awful thing to do. But if he would have just told the truth, if he did this, and he would have come out and said, you know what, I did this in 2009 and it was a terrible thing, I shouldn't have done it. You know, I shouldn't have done it, or I should have handled it differently, or I did it and I, you know, repented. I made my peace with God about it. And I'm, you know, I'm really sorry that I did it. I'm sorry I did it to this woman, and I've moved on, and that's that. I think people would have been more apt to say, okay, he told the truth about this. And I think that's what people are looking for with politicians and leaders, is for leaders, especially politicians, to just tell the freaking truth about stuff and not say, oh, I don't know who that woman is. I don't even know her. I don't know. I mean, I write lots of get well cards. You know what I mean? I mean, the way that he handled it was just not okay. You know, I just wish he would have told the truth. And that's probably what his son was dealing with, I would imagine. I mean, I don't know. I just know that if he wasn't in the house and he didn't really have an active role in raising him, there's probably a lot of angst there. He probably wanted very badly to love his dad. And that may have been a last straw for that kid. Mm-hmm.
That's what it sounded like.
And I feel for him. I feel for the kid, because, I mean, he wanted very badly to believe his dad was probably trying to be on the up and up. And then this happened and he was like, you know what? Screw it. You lie. And I can't deal with the lying. And so, you know, I know we all want him to be a good candidate. I get it. People want to believe the best of people. But this was, it was icky. You don't lie. Just don't lie.
Right.
just don't lie to us. It's okay to do bad things, but just don't lie about it. You know, take ownership of it and people will embrace you and go, it's all right. We all suck sometimes. But, you know, admit it. Let's move on. That's how I feel about that. I'll still vote for him, y'all. I mean, he is better than the alternative. I'll still vote for him. If I were in Georgia, I would vote for him. But
I think a lot of people will. I don't think this is going to actually change anything. I don't think it's going to change people's votes. And so, you know, there's no question that out of those two, he's a much better option. I just wish that again, the drama was gone, that he wasn't a person who has four kids with four different women and wasn't around for any of them. I wish all of that weren't true. Right. Unfortunately it is. And so we got to deal with it. And so people in Georgia will make their choice accordingly. I think that they're still going to vote for him. I hope they do, because more important than any of this to me is taking control of the Senate. And so that's why it's so frustrating, right? Because that's all we all want, is for the Senate to be turned back over into the hands of Republicans who are not going to be as insane, because Republicans can be insane, but they're not going to be as insane. And so that's the goal. Like, that's all I focus on. All the drama is just, it just gets in the way. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Anyway,
that's what we wanted to say about that.
So that's that. And I hope that we're done with that. Yeah.
I hope we're done with that too.
I hope so.
Because there's so much other stuff to get to, like the fact that Peter Ducey really laid into Karine Jean-Pierre yesterday. It was so funny, you guys. So the whole gas prices thing, remember how for weeks now, Biden, Karine, everybody in the administration is saying specifically, because of us, gas prices are going down. We're saving American people all kinds of money. They're saving like $80 a month on their gas bills because of us, they've said, right?
Well, it goes both ways, right? Because of you.
You would think.
Right.
You would think. But here is what she said when Peter asked her that very question last night.
The president was responsible for gas prices coming down. Is the president responsible for gas prices going up?
So it's a lot more nuance than that, right? Peter, you know this.
Okay, it's nuanced.
It's so much more nuanced, you guys, when it's the bad part, like when it's bad for us.
Yeah.
It's so super nuanced. So somebody fantastic on Twitter made a meme thingy of that moment that is just my new favorite thing ever. You guys have to watch this look.
Look at her face.
Thanks, Karine. You've said the president was responsible for gas prices coming down. Is the president responsible for gas prices going up?
So it's a lot more nuance than that, right? Peter, you know this. There have been challenges that we have all had dealt
with. Oh, my God.
Thanks, everybody.
That is the greatest. Oh, my God. I love people.
Isn't this the best thing ever? Oh my God. It just is.
Yeah,
that's what makes me love the internet too, right? Like those are the moments that you just love the internet.
What's nuanced, you guys?
It's nuanced. Yeah, very, very nuanced. Right. When prices are going the way that we don't want, there's so much nuance. When they come down 5 cents, it is so us.
Right.
Oh my God. All right. There was more, because Peter then went on to point out to her that even still, as they're trying to say that they did all of these amazing things to get gas prices down, he's like, not so fast.
There are consumers now in California paying $6.41 a gallon for gas, Nevada $5.51, Oregon $5.46. Who can afford that?
And we understand that. That's why the president works so hard the past several months
to make sure that he did everything we can to bring gas prices down. We have seen fastest, I know you're pulling out a couple of areas across the country, and I get that, and we understand that there's more work to do. We have never said we were done here. We have always been very clear that there is more work to do, but we have seen, the reality is, we have seen the fastest decline in gasoline prices in over a decade. That's because of what this president has done. And again, prices going down by more than $1 per gallon. And these are real savings. You're talking about $100 per month in savings for average family. With
real savings.
God, mm-hmm. So sick of her saying, we understand. No, yeah. You don't.
No, you don't understand a damn thing. You don't understand anything. Not one thing.
Oh, my God. No. She was asked also by somebody else, a whole other reporter, about, remember yesterday when we talked about how, or maybe the day before, how Biden was all Mr. Congratulation Pants to the Coast Guard guy that rescued so many people in Florida.
And he's like, you're going to lose your job. You're going to lose your job. But congratulations.
Well done, yay. You, but you're not vaccinated. Therefore, you are scum and must be fired. So Corrine was asked about that as well, and she struggled.
The president recently praised a group of Coast Guard rescue swimmers. One of them reportedly faces termination because he isn't vaccinated. And I'm curious, given the threats that we're facing abroad, would the president ever reconsider that vaccination requirement or consider issuing more exemptions?
So as you can imagine, the president has the deepest respect for the U.S. Coast Guard. That is something that you would hear from him directly. And the country, the president and the country are grateful for all of the U.S. Coast Guard heroes that have led the effort to save lives in Florida. We have seen that with our very own eyes these past couple of days. I would refer you specifically to the U.S. Coast Guard on this issue, on this individual questions. It's not something that I would comment from here, but there, of course, have been multiple vaccination requirements, as you know, in place for quite some time. But again, I'm not going to comment here.
It comes from the top. That decision came from the top. Oh my God. I cannot believe that she passed the buck. Okay, I can't believe that she passed the buck on that. I can actually believe it. Wow. I'm going to go ahead and refer you to them because I don't want to have to answer the question that we're the commies who did that.
Okay.
All right.
Well, and John Kirby and Brian Kilmeade got into a big fight about that very issue. I wanted to share it, but then I was like, this is too, it's like 5 minutes long that they went back and forth, and Brian was not giving up on this whole issue. It got tense. So if you have not, it's from Fox and Friends yesterday. So go look for it if you want to see
good
that
for
whole
him.
Exchange. Yeah,
good
it was.
For him.
It was.
Yeah, he's a bulldog. He can be such a bulldog. You know, he's like, I love that about him. I mean,
it's really good.
Yeah.
Okay, I totally blew off My Pillow earlier, and I don't want to do that again because I want to remind everybody, especially now, Mike Lindell, I know we've told you this over the last couple of days, SCOTUS ruled against taking on his case, his appeal to the Supreme Court, so that he could get the lawsuit with his defamation lawsuit filed against him by Dominion. He wanted to get it dismissed, and he took that all the way to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court was like, no, the lower court ruling stands. You're going to have to go to trial. So if you have not yet shown your support to Mike Lindell, the very best way to do that is by buying his MyPillow products. You can do it at MyPillow.com/chicks. You can save big on their sheets. You can save big on their towels, their pillows, their mattresses, literally everything. Their slippers, which I'm wearing right now because they're so warm and cozy. You can save everything. I save a ton on everything. MyPillow.com/chicks. Use code chicks. Get yourself all the savings.
And if you guys want to check out our socials, we have a lot of places where we're on social media. Go to chicksontheright.com/links. That is our link tree. We're very proud of our link tree. It's pink. On Wednesdays, we have a pink link tree.
It is very, very pretty. By the way, you guys, doesn't Daisy's decolletage look so pretty today?
Like, everybody's like, I mean, what's a décolletage? What
I know,
is
I
that?
Don't exactly know what that is. They're like, if you ask me to show where it starts and where it ends.
Like, what? So I told her, she said that to me, and I was like, that's such a sweet thing to say. I don't know. I think that's what old ladies say to one another. And I told her I should put this section of my body on OnlyFans. It's the only section of my body that I can put on OnlyFans now, you guys. That's it. I can't even do my feet. I don't even have really cute feet. But I mean, I don't know if there's a market for that. I'm just going to put
I would like some like expert in beauty or cosmetology or whatever to tell exactly where that starts and stops. That area referred to as the décolletage.
You guys tell us. Tell us what it is. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Or if there's a market, if pervs will buy this. If pervs will buy this, I'm not above it. I'm not above shoving it out there. All right.
Oh my God. All right. Anyway, one more clip of KJP. I know you guys are like, please no more. But she was asked about the whole Elon Musk thing and she was kind of caught off guard because she had not kept up with yesterday's news. And so she was like, did something happen? Watch.
Sort of slightly different question, but are there concerns about Elon Musk acquiring Twitter?
Any concerns about
Musk acquiring Twitter?
I have not. Have there been something new on that?
Yes, just today.
So we have been very clear on not commenting and on any specifics potential transaction from here. So I'll leave it on that. I'll leave it to that.
Okay. I'll leave it to that. That we have not commented.
Okay. I don't know what's going on. I'm the press. I don't know what's going on in the press. I don't know what's going on with Elon Musk. I don't know. I usually like her clothes too. I mean, I will give her that. Like that whole thing was not good yesterday. Mm-mm. I don't like the yellow with the white and the, what is the, I don't know, like the Elizabethan like dog collar that she had going on there. I was like,
well, she may not have as good of a décolletage. You don't know.
It's not going on OnlyFans. Like, I felt like she needed like a dog cone. You know what I mean? Like, to just like make the outfit complete. The whole thing was just a mess. It was a big mess.
I didn't like it either. Not like.
And I usually do like it. I mean, I will give her all the props. She dresses really cute. That's one. Yeah, that's the only nice thing. The only nice thing I will say about her. Yeah, that's it. But not.
Speaking of people that we can't bear to say nice things about. Stacey Abrams, you guys, running for governor again in Georgia, not doing particularly well in the polling. I don't, you know, listen, polling is sketch and I never know what to trust, but she's not doing particularly well in the polling.
Surprise!
She is now trying to say that she never denied what happened in her last gubernatorial, I can't say that word,
gubernatorial
election. As you recall, she never conceded, ever. And in fact, continued to say that like there was all kinds of suppression, blah, blah, blah. Well, now that the polls aren't going so well for her, that this continues to be an issue that comes up, now she is trying to say, I never said that. What? I never...
This is like the Democrat. this is the Democrat playbook, though, right? This is what they do. It's like, no, I mean, gas prices are great, you guys. The economy's great. Everything's fine. The border is secure. Like, everything's wonderful. I never said that I didn't win or I won or I just like this is their playbook. Like they say, what's up is down. What's down is up. Like this is. They're nuts. They think.
they also forget that things are on tape.
Right.
Like this doesn't go away. So somebody fantastic, I wish I knew who to give credit to for this, but somebody fantastic put together a lovely little montage of her saying all the things. And I don't know how this is considered. I don't know how YouTube allows this to stay up. I don't know how they continue to allow her to deny actual results. But here is what she actually said.
Never denied the outcome.
And I do have one very affirmative statement to make. We won.
But I didn't lose. I got the votes. But we won't know exactly how many because of how they cheated.
I did win my election. I just didn't get to have the job.
We were robbed of an election.
Using the word rigged, using the word steal, do you think it's dangerous going into 2020?
I don't, because we can actually back it up.
And so in response to what I believe was a stolen election. And I'm not saying they stole it from me. They stole it from the voters of Georgia.
I spent the interim 10 days between the election and my non-concession day, as we call it,
In fact, someone outside asked if I'm ever going to concede. The answer is no.
It was not a free and fair election. I think the election was stolen from the people of Georgia.
I believe it was stolen from the voters. I just said it can't happen again.
Thousands of Georgians had their voices stolen because they were not able to cast ballots, and they cannot be guaranteed that their votes will be counted in 2020 if we don't do this right.
I said that the election was stolen from the Georgia voters.
If it looks like it's cheating, it probably is. If it looks like it's rigged, it probably is. The process that took place during the legislative cycle was one that did not countenance and did not pay attention to the deep and real concerns of those who watched this election be stolen in the state of Georgia. It was stolen from the voters of Georgia. We do not know what they would have done because not every eligible Georgian was permitted to participate fully in the election.
Except now courts are ruling against any and all of her lawsuits trying to say that that is the case. She's okay. Losing.
Okay, so does that make her a domestic terrorist?
This is my question.
This is a great question, because if somebody on the right said that many times, on especially on, you know, in public arenas like she did and on tape, you know, it's like,
oh, you can't touch things. You have to not touch. Oh, you guys, her mic is so, so, so touchy. And so if she just barely like touches it at all, then everything goes haywire. Everything goes haywire. But anyway, I think the point that she was about to make is that this is constantly, Democrats are constantly allowed to say this, right? They can say over and over again that their elections were taken away. But that is the reason that we haven't been on YouTube for a week, is because we made similar comments about the reason people went to the Capitol on January 6th. And YouTube is like, you can't say that. I mean, that is the reason that we got yanked from YouTube. Are you back?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I guess
that's all right.
Talking about Stacey Abrams being a domestic terrorist, they didn't like it. Sorry.
Don't touch anything.
Don't touch anything. So yeah, but this is the thing. If we would have done that, we would have gotten in trouble, right? People would have called us domestic terrorists. And it's so infuriating to me that this happens. But this is the thing. They have cover, right? I mean,
right.
She gets cover from a media that is in her pocket. We don't get any cover. They are BFFs with the mainstream media. We don't get any of that cover. It's the same reason that Joe Biden can say that he's from the Puerto Rican community or whatever. It's the same reason mm-hmm. that he can say all the things and just be an idiot and ask where a deceased woman is in the audience, and they give him cover. And then, you know, I think it was USA Today said that was the right thing to do. Right. I mean, it's astounding to me. Like the fact that these people haven't just been completely run out of town, and like the stuff that they've done over the past 2 years, if Republicans would have done it, like, I mean, oh my God, heads would be exploding everywhere.
Yeah.
But they do it and it's okay. You know, it's like there's a complete set of different standards for us. And she gets on a stage and does all the things and says all the things that we're domestic terrorists when we say it. She says it and it's like, and then now she's saying, oh no, I never said it. Oh my
right.
God.
I mean, that's the most amazing point.
Oh my God.
That she's trying to say that all of those millions of interviews that are on tape, that it was just like, what, a figment of our imagination?
Yeah, it is. Because
I mean, she said it.
Right, because they think that we're stupid. They think that we're dumb and that we don't have ears and eyes and we couldn't see and hear what she actually yeah. said. Sit down. Take all the seats.
Every single one of them. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Christine. Christine sent a super sticker saying, missed y'all. Glad to be back. You are my sanity. Balls. Don't forget, though, that we weren't just on YouTube. I mean, YouTube was the only place we weren't.
That's
so
it.
So you can
right.
still participate. You can still watch. We've been here every single day. We yeah. haven't gone anywhere. Speaking of detestable people like Stacey Abrams, Cori Bush, who I had honestly forgotten.
Me too. I forgot about her.
So she appeared on The View. She's been appearing in a couple of different interviews because of the focus once again on crime and on Democrats' push to defund police. So people are asking her about this because that's something that could potentially hurt Democrats in the midterms, is this focus that they've had on defunding the police. Now, one of the things that I learned is that Cori Bush is from the East St. Louis district, where she has, you guys, 90% approval.
Oh my
if
God.
You can imagine. So she can say literally anything and she doesn't have to worry. She doesn't have to worry that she's not particularly excited about Biden being president again. She doesn't have to worry about saying defund the police. She could dance around those issues and squirm and struggle a little bit. But the fact of the matter is she will be a congresswoman until she dies.
Forever.
Because you don't change a district demographic like that. Like there's no coming back from a 90%. She's going to be there forever. She's going to be just like you said, Maxine Waters.
This is why
she's never leaving.
But she is like Maxine Waters. But this is why we need term limits, you guys. I mean, exactly. We desperately need term limits. Like these people get comfortable. They don't care. And listen, I know like I will preach that it's you get the government you deserve. These people, the people that vote for these, you know, jack hats, they also are to blame. I get it. I mean, they are to blame, but at the same time, we need term limits just to get rid of these people that aren't going to do anything for their constituents. Right. Mm-hmm. And it ruins communities. It ruins people and it ruins, you know, it does. It ruins like a whole sect of, it ruins areas and we see it happening. So we've got to do that. Like, I don't know how to get that done, but we've got to get that done, right? So that needs to happen because, my God, we see it happening all over the country. And these people are getting rich on our
dime. Oh, yeah.
On
and
our
she's
dime.
Convincing all of her constituents that they are victims. She's reveling in that. She's not going to do anything to help them. And so they continue to hear her message of, poor you.
Right.
Poor you guys. I'm going to go to Washington and I'm going to get super wealthy and have tons of security right. for myself. And I'm going to talk all about how victimized you are. But I'm not going to actually do anything meaningful to change.
Not a thing.
Anything that you're struggling with. And all these people are just going to be like, okay, yeah, I'm such a victim. Uh-huh. And then they're going to learn to just continue to hate everybody that's not them. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's this vicious cycle. It's
totally.
Absolutely crazy. So a couple of super fast clips I wanted to play of her. She was on The View yesterday and they were asking her specifically, how do you feel about Joe Biden running for re-election? And here is her dancing.
24, is Biden the best candidate to represent Democrats, especially if it's a Donald Trump he's up against?
You know, he's our president right now. He has experience. He has qualifications. I won't say if he's best or if he's not. I'll just say this. He has the qualifications to run. I remember when people said, should I run? Mm-hmm. People said no. Mm-hmm. You know, so I can't say that. All I can say is if he chooses to run, then that will be the nominee.
Oh, my God.
Not supportive at all.
Right. Such a politician answer. I'm just going to go ahead and like do circles around this question because I know he's not qualified. I know this guy is like riddled with dementia but he's a Democrat. So I'm going to give him cover right. enough to just say, well, I mean, if he wants to run, go ahead. But I just think he's a complete goof.
Right.
But I won't say
she
it.
She just won't say it.
I won't exactly. say it directly. Yeah. I mean, nobody.
Oh, Jennifer, no. You're thinking of Ayanna Pressley. She's the bald one.
Yeah.
She's like, I thought she was bald. No, that's Ayanna Pressley. It's no. a whole other squad person.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, there's nobody that supports him right now. There's
no
nobody.
One.
I can't
no
think of
No one wants him to campaign for them. No yeah. one wants to invite him anywhere. Mm-hmm. No one.
I can't think of a single Democrat that is like, oh my God, I love Biden. He's so great.
Right.
I cannot think of a single one. Can you guys? Because I can't.
Mm-mm. No, mm-hmm. there's nobody. There was another interview that she did where she was asked about the defund the police. And to your point, you know, she's figured out how to dance and deflect and spin and do all the politician-y things. Look at this.
And you've stuck by it. In fact, you're one of the few Democrats now who still says, let's defund the police. Are you worried at all that that could hurt some of your colleagues going into the midterm elections?
See, the thing about defund the police is we have to tell the entire narrative. People hear defund the police, but you know what they'll say? Say reallocate, say divest, say move. But it's still the same thing. We can't get caught up on the words. People spend more time focusing on the word defund than they spend on caring and addressing the problem of police violence in this country.
Oh my God.
We can't get caught up on the words. But then coming from the party that is all about semantics.
Right.
But don't get caught up on the words.
Constantly changing definitions of every word.
Right. And then also use my right pronouns. Okay. I cannot with these people.
We definitely need to get to, I know we're going a little bit over, but we have to talk about the fact that Tucker last night had on his show for the entire hour, Tony Bobulinski back to talk about all the corruption with the Biden family. And this story, the biggest takeaway, I think, from the interview is that the FBI still has not followed up with Tony Bobulinski about all of the evidence that he has about the Biden family corruption, which is incredible. And I wanted to play this clip, the first clip, where he talks about what really happened in the presidential election in terms of the numbers, because I have been a person, we probably all have heard the same numbers from people. Biden won by 7 or 8 million, or I forget how many millions of votes, right? But when you really look at the numbers of the split and how Biden won, it looks very, very different and much more shocking when you consider the role that the FBI actually played in the election. Look at this.
Three steps back. I mean, this was an extraordinarily close election, which is to say it was determined in real life by a very small number of votes.
Yep. 21,500 votes. I don't think your audience, which is a large one, probably understands or is really thinking about it today. But if you go back to October 2020 and then into the November 3rd election, the election was decided by 21,500 votes. And what does that mean? Three states, Wisconsin, Georgia, and Arizona. The difference between President Trump and Joe Biden was 43,000 votes. If half of those people, 21,500, had voted for President Trump instead of Biden, President Trump would still be in the White House. Now, I'm not arguing for that or supporting that. That is fact based on what was recorded in actual votes. So that election was decided by 21,500 votes in the backdrop of a story that is the most suppressed story in the history of a U.S. presidential election.
So if we now know that that story was suppressed by a federal agency, the FBI, our biggest law enforcement agency.
I'm stopping it only because that's when Tucker starts to say the words that got us suspended from YouTube in the first place.
We can't do that. We can't play it on here. It's like you can say it on Fox. You can't
say it. And Stacey Abrams can say it.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, she's a Democrat. You can say whatever you want if you're a Democrat. Yeah. But when you're on YouTube and you're a conservative, we can't say the words. I don't even want to say them in pig Latin. But yeah, it's just you guys know what we would want to say here.
It's truly incredible how much of a role the FBI played. And I think there's a little bit more of that that we can play without fear. Watch this.
Headquarters in D.C., you've got to start asking questions. So,
and the allegation is that he's a partisan actor acting on behalf of effectively the Democratic Party. That's the allegation about
him. Yeah, apparently multiple whistleblowers have come forward and claimed that, correct.
Would you speak to the FBI again?
I'd be happy to.
At any time?
At any time. Not just the FBI, the U.S. attorney. These facts are extensive, well-documented, easily verified, metadata, multiple sources saying the same thing. Zero chance that this has anything to do with Russia or disinformation.
So we've heard repeatedly accounts that there is or was a grand jury impaneled in Delaware.
Yeah.
What do you know about that?
I know one thing. I haven't been called in front of them, and which is surprising, disappointing. I don't know.
You were the business partner of the Biden family.
Some people say, aren't you happy that you didn't have to go through and sit in front of people for 20 hours getting asked 1,000 questions? And I say, no, our country deserves the facts. They need to know about the facts. And when you have a media and, some of the biggest tech companies, Facebook, Twitter, publicly acknowledging that they did suppress the story.
I mean, it's just amazing.
It's
they
remarkable.
Will not talk to him.
Right. It's remarkable, isn't it? I'm not.
Oh my God.
I'm not surprised by this, though. Are you surprised?
No.
I'm not,
because we've seen this for 2 years.
Right.
Now.
We've seen it a little bit longer, but what we've seen from the FBI, especially over the past 2 years, is that the FBI they're partisan. I mean, they're Democrats. And I heard a story the other day that they're pushing conservatives out. If you're a conservative, which I don't even know how conservatives can work there. It's like I would be
because it used to not be like this. It used to have a reputation of not being political at all.
Right. But I heard that they're being rooted out. If you're a conservative, you're being rooted out of the FBI. And it's I just what is happening to our country? You know?
It's nuts. It is. Thank you, GCQC. She said, I started to say it, but I figured it would get us in trouble.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you can't refer to any action delays being Olenstein.
And this is
you
the thing. Like,
unless you're Stacey Abrams.
And people are saying, say it, say it. I don't want to get shut down for another 7 days. I mean,
that's and then those same people will email me going, how come you're not on YouTube?
Right. And it's like, yeah, they're on, exactly. And y'all are the ones who are on YouTube telling us what it's like, get on Rumble. We're on Rumble, but you guys are here. So it's like, this is our livelihood. This is what we do to make a living. I mean, it's like, we have to stay on all the platforms and we want to be up and running so we can deliver the information and be here.
Let me just show you this beautiful, colorful, gorgeous picture. You see this?
Oh,
this
that's right awesome. Here,
yeah, isn't it? This is right here. This is what you get when you go to preparewiththechicks.com.
I want those pancakes.
So this is what it looks like. I realized, I think we've talked about these 3-month emergency food kits a lot, but we've never actually shown what it looks like when you go to preparewiththechicks.com. And I thought, you know what? We should show this because these are the buckets that you get. So a 3-month food supply looks exactly like what you're seeing in this picture. And this is not like an exaggeration. This is actually how delicious and tasty the food is. And those are the actual sturdy, sturdy, like heavy duty buckets that all of this comes in. And that's why, by the way, it lasts for 25 years in storage. And so inside the buckets, you can see those like, right in front of the buckets, these black pouches, that is what holds all of the actual food. And it's these 4-layer pouches that absorb oxygen. That's how everything stays so fresh. So My Patriot Supply has got this sorted out. They know what they're doing. They are the leaders of emergency food kits. And that's why you shouldn't trust really anybody else, because most of everybody else is just a copycat. And so again, when you go to preparewiththechicks.com, you can get 20% off of the 3-month emergency food kit. And so a 3-month kit is 2,000 calories a day for a person. So theoretically, you want to have one of these kits for each person in your family. But listen, I get it. You got to start small, start with yourself, and then build out, right? Or consider that if you're buying yourself a 3-month emergency food kit, that is a month and a half for two of you. You could also look at it that way, right?
Totally.
Anyway, I thought it would be cool to show it because I don't think we've ever showed it. And so this is what you'll see when you go to preparewiththechicks.com. Check it out. Get your 20% off. Now is as a good time to do that as any other, considering that everything is so borked.
It is absolutely insane that we have to worry about what we say in the United States of America. I mean, everybody should be terrified about that. Everybody, liberals included, they should be terrified by that. Everybody. I mean, I can't believe that we have to tiptoe around words. It's
just disgusting.
Yeah.
And we've all gotten so used to it too, which is even more scary. It's like we're so used to it.
Right. It's like I said yesterday, we did a whole deep dive on that. I hope you guys will check it out. It comes out today. It'll drop this afternoon. And one of the things that we all have become are like the frogs in the boiling pot of water. It's like we just have become so used to being shut down on Facebook, shut down on YouTube, you know, suppressed, squelched. As conservatives, we have become so used to being beat up by this government. And it's like become okay. It's become like an everyday occurrence for all of us. It's unacceptable. We are Americans. It's unacceptable.
And the more it happens, the less trust I think Americans in general have in these institutions like the FBI. And so yesterday too, there was, this is the last clip and then we'll get to WAC because WAC is epic today. Oh my God. there was this exchange that Brett Baer had with John Kirby about the Russian pipeline and the damage that was done to the sabotage really of the Russian pipeline. So now there's all this discussion, right? About who did it, who sabotaged it, who made the Nord Stream go down. And so Russia is blaming the United States. There are people in the United States blaming the United States. Joe Biden himself and many members of his administration talked about how they had ways of making sure that this pipeline didn't help Russia. Well, those words now in retrospect look very suspicious, right? And so now there's a lot of questions. who actually is responsible. Nobody knows for sure. Nobody's taking responsibility. And Brett Baer got into it with John Kirby about this. This isn't even the whole exchange because the whole exchange is too long to play. But this was quite an exchange. Watch this.
Belabored this, but for the people who look at this and say, why would Russia attack its own pipeline that creates leverage over Europe and perhaps the West? What do you say to them?
Again, I can't speak to specific accountability for this act of sabotage. I can just assure you the United States had nothing to do with it. Of course, that's just Russian propaganda. And look, without crediting it to anybody right now, what I would say is just look at what Russia has done in the past since the last 7 months of this war when it began, and that is to weaponize energy. He's been absolutely trying to weaponize energy to try to punish customers in Europe, countries in Europe, our allies and partners, to try to coerce them into not being willing to support Ukraine the way they have been. So he's the one weaponizing energy. That's part and parcel of his playbook, Brett.
But John, wouldn't weaponizing energy mean controlling the pipeline?
He does control the pipeline.
But not if he blew it up.
Again, Brett, I'm not attributing this to any one actor right now. I'm saying we have every reason to believe that this was an act of sabotage, but we haven't settled on who's exactly responsible. All I can say is going back over 7 months. Again, let's take the Nord Stream explosion and just take it off the table for.
Anyway, that's how that went. Like, it's just very sketchy. The whole freaking story is super sketch.
It is sketch. And I just don't, he was very squirmy.
Mm-hmm. Very squirmy.
I
just want to go back to the good old days where like you could trust the news,
right?
You could trust what you were hearing from public officials. You could trust that they had everyone's best interests at heart, even if we disagreed politically on how to get to the end results. But now we don't even want the end results anymore. It used to be Democrats and Republicans agreed on what would make America great. We don't even agree on that anymore because leftists are like, let's have socialism. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
No, I totally agree. I miss freaking Reagan is what I meant. I just miss him. I want him back. Seriously.
I can figure out how to clone that man.
I know, right?
All right, share the whack because it's so, so, so whack.
All right, you guys, this is a day in the life of our email. Are you ready? Okay, so this came in at 9:55 last night. This is an email that we got. All right, so if you guys
don't know what to make of it.
If you guys can help us decipher, by all means, help us do that. All right, here we go. This is from an individual.
Don't say the whole email.
I'm not going to. I won't even tell you who it's from, but it's just from an individual. Okay, this might be crazy, but somehow I found your site and need to push some information. There happens to be a Wikipedia page regarding the Wizard of Oz. I am a relative of Augusta Holmes, only through my mother's side. My mother is related to a long line of bloods connected through a vaginal disease causing crazy bleeding, cramps, and other problems females deal with. A group of women in prisons call themselves the Bloods after someone stole a bunch of blood after I donated blood. Now a bunch of people claim we are relatives, but it's only because they injected our blood in theirs. Now Rachel Boobell threatened my mother with tearing her cervix out and doing very unspeakable topics to her dead body. For my entire life, I have been the Blair Witch in their project. Unspeakable, I know, but I want an opinion about the women who make fun of my mother. They will throw their blood from periods around people's homes, cabinets, and other crazy nastiness to show relation to them. Somehow, in all casualties, my mother is a target. Dorothy's granddaughter is in danger.
What in the hell? That's the whole email, you guys.
That was the email that we got. So this is just a day in the life. This is just a day in the life of the chick's email inbox. Somebody wrote, WTF is happening. I know.
That was our reaction too when we read it. We were like, there's a lot going on.
I don't know
if this person recognizes that when you have even a blood transfusion, you don't actually become related to the person whose blood you're getting transfused.
I don't even know. you even read that into it. I didn't. She lost me like in the, or he or whatever. This individual lost me like in the first sentence. Yeah. Somebody said, just don't do math. Don't do math. All right. All right, kids. Just lay off the math.
That was amazing.
Right. This Absolutely is, we get a lot amazing. Of fun emails, but that one is probably the best one we've gotten in about 6 months. Don't you think?
Someone, Suzanne said, somebody was licking toads.
It's like, we've gotten all sorts. Our email inbox, like we've gotten dick pics. We've gotten all the things, right? Okay. That one, I think that would be my favorite in the past, definitely the past 6 months. Because that one.
That is a good one.
Undecipherable.
Joyce. Yeah. Joyce is asking how to get to your email. Because on our website, we have a, you can say there's like a contact button. And when you go to it, there's like a little contact form right. that you fill out. And it came through that contact form. So yeah, it's weird. It's super weird.
Okay, you guys. I got to take a kid to school. You guys bring it in. Bring it in. I can hear her. You guys bring it in. Have the best Wednesday ever, everybody.
Do it.
He doesn't care. He's indifferent today. You guys have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye. Bye.
This week on the Federalist Radio Hour.
Like, there was this premise, and it was, I think, in some ways correct, especially during the second wave of the feminist movement, that there needed to be correctives. But that was predicated on this idea that there were essential sort of sex differences. And now we're actually even...
I'm Emily Jashinsky of The Federalist. Subscribe to The Federalist on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.